The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And this is Meg. And guess what? It's jump. It's time to jump in to sit, stay, and listen with Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital, Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Meg. Good morning, everybody. Yeah. All you groovy people, thanks for joining us.
Music to get us going. If you're not up yet, you're up now.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody's support, and hope everybody's being safe with all these storms and things. Thank God we're getting some rain. My yard is tragic.
I know. It's just last gasping, right?
Exactly.
And Ann is here with us. Good morning, dear.
Yes, good morning.
Where's the big boy?
Max taking the day off because mommy has an appointment.
No, I miss him. He's been our mascot since y'all started.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't missed a show, but he will
be
here.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'll have to just put my headphones down and just, protest.
He'll be here next time.
Well, this is a wonderful time for you to think about your pets and their pet care. And if you have a question, Dr. Mark is our Pensacola expert panel expert this morning, 850-437-1620. We love getting your questions. And I understand that you were talking about maybe that this is, summertime and people waiting a little too long to bring their pets in to see you. Because that's something that I had a problem with.
Yeah, it's one of these things that people are busy going on vacation. The kids are out of school. I mean, I totally understand. However, I had a case this week that this little dog's 18 months old. It was obstructed. His bladder was. I think it's probably not ruptured. I've got to operate on it is when I leave the show today.
Yeah, you got your scrubs on today.
Yeah. It's got a big stone in there, and he was obstructed. But the thing that bothered me was the owners had waited 5 days to bring him in. I mean, he was going to die yesterday if we didn't intervene.
Yeah.
So, folks, just... It doesn't, I know the way everything's so expensive these days, I get it. However, waiting like that, your pet is the one that does the suffering. And your pocketbook may be a little bit, but just getting an opinion from your veterinarian, it saves you money in the long run. It saves the pet pain and anguish.
Mm-hmm.
And, I see this with a lot of my cancer patients. I do a lot of cancer, Meg, in my office, and people say, my vet said, just watch it. But then it gets so big, then they send it to me for me to take it off. And mm-hmm. then it's hard to get margins. So then, you have to leave part of it. And there's an immunotherapy we do that where we take the tumor and we create a vaccine. We mm-hmm. get the vaccine to the pet. And now the tumor that was killing the dog is now killing itself.
Right.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yes.
And so it's just better. It's less expensive. And it's better for the pet,
mm-hmm.
just to come in and let me look at it or let your veterinarian look at it and let you know if it's something we need to worry about or we don't.
Well, here's the thing. Excuse me. For me, I was really tough because it's like they don't talk. They can't tell you when they're not feeling good. And so I wondered if you could help me with some of the signs maybe, because some of them are obvious, obviously, if they're throwing up or that kind of thing. But I remember from mine, looking back now on my dog, who ended up dying from cancer, He stopped kind of coming up on the couch. He stopped coming into the bed. He was just a little more quiet. His subtle behaviors, but he had such an energetic personality. I should have paid attention sooner. I mean, that's my regret.
Well, I understand. I mean, a drastic change in behavior, you should perk your ears up
mm-hmm.
because that's something. With this little dog, what had happened was the owners just noticed he was still playing with the other dog and running around. Eating, but then he got to where he was just more wanting more attention from the owner, wanting to sit a little closer, didn't want to leave her, got upset when she'd get up to go to the kitchen or something and the dog would hop off and run. Then got to where he just wasn't feeling good, so dropped off the dog, just thought he may have a UTI, urinary mm-hmm. tract infection, And he was looking okay, except when I got down to his abdomen, he got extremely aggressive and painful. And this is a nice little dog because he's hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are there any other behaviors or signs of things we can look for?
Well, not eating, you know, obviously.
Right, yeah.
Behavior changes like peeing and pooping, those kind of things.
What about a warm nose? I always heard if your dog has a warm nose.
Well, that can be a little dehydration, but that's something that's a little bit of a wives' tale. I mean, a cold nose does not mean they're normal.
I know. I always wonder if that works with humans, but that's a whole other topic.
Exactly.
Hey, we've got some questions coming in, Doc.
Okay,
so
great.
Let's do this. You're listening to Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark from Olive Branch Pet Hospital, 850-437-1620. This is your time. Come, please, send in some questions. So this question says, my pet is itchy. How do you know if it's allergies or yeast? Do those probiotic chews work as advertised? So I guess that's two different questions.
Okay, well, first of all, Florida is number one for allergies. Just our environment. You know, if you move, a lot of people move into Florida,
mm-hmm.
and people that live wherever, if the dog has allergies when they come to Florida, it's going to be amped up a lot more down here. That was a study done in the University of Florida where they took dogs in Lake City and ones in Valdosta, Georgia, challenged them with the same allergies. And what happened was dogs born in Lake City were not near as itchy as ones in Valdosta. And that's,
that, interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
It's yes.
And I'd say, I'm going to guess, is that about 100-mile difference in geographic difference?
Wow,
it wasn't
yeah.
really that much. But so I see that. Well, first of all, three things cause itching in Florida. Fleas, food, and the environment. Grass, pollen, trees, hay fever. Now, with the advent of great heartworm and flea medication, we do not see as much flea allergy. However, I've had a couple of cases this week, and I don't see that too often. Food allergy, usually the ears are persistently itchy. You treat them, they get infected. You treat them, they get better, they come back. You treat them, they get better, come back. That's usually a food allergy. As far as a skin allergy, they can be itching everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I usually ask my clients, is 0 to 10, 10 meaning nonstop, where are we? And so there's a lot of treatments for this. We've talked about it on the show before. There's an injection called Cytopoint. And it's an immune modulator, and what that does is it reduces the amount of interleukin 11. I believe it was 5, then it was 7. That's interleukin 11. Anyway, it's an inflammatory mediator that's prevented from being released from the immune system when it's offended, and that interleukin is what causes the pets to scratch, itch, chew.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a simple question. I mean, it's a good, very good question, but it's not a simple answer. A lot of it's signs. If it's flea allergy, usually they're itching around the tail and their butt. If it's food allergy, it's usually, you know, their
ears.
What
about the chewing on the paws?
Yeah.
And around the nails.
Yeah, we get that a lot. In fact, that's the number one reason people come in, their feet, because it's all the grass, right? Yeah,
just,
it drives you nuts. Because
they're just sitting there chewing
yeah.
anything.
Yeah,
what
Meg,
is that?
That was really good, the way you're chewing on your hands.
I just did.
We need to give you a shot. I'll bring one next
Probably,
time.
Probably. There's a lot that ails me, let me tell you. And I'm allergic to a lot.
So that's a good question. That's a very good question, and I get that a lot. When they're chewing and this and that, whatever, go see your veterinarian. Now, there's a lot of emphasis put on probiotics these days. I think that's a component of it, but that is not the primary thing I'm thinking about when, mm-hmm. When I'm going to treating. Most really good foods, which I recommend Science Diet, Royal Canin, and Purina products, those have probiotics in their food already, mm-hmm. okay? It doesn't hurt to give extra, but mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to fix the problem if it's truly one of those three things.
Okay, well, we're getting lots of texts in this morning, 850-437-1620. Vicki sent in a story that about her cat getting a UTI, and she explains that she went to the vet, and they had to do a couple of procedures and surgeries, and unfortunately they had to let the cat go. She said, but we fought hard for our kitty, and the vet was tried really hard, and it was great. But how do you find a UTI early enough, I guess, would be the question. But thank you, Vicki. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Well, I hear that a lot, Vicki. I'm very sorry for your kitty. With male cats, I assume it was a male cat. Females, let me just explain. Females' urethras are shorter and wider than males, kind of for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. and so, or you hope. Anyway, for all those guys out there, you know, you hope.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
No. And but I had to put that. Anyway, whatever. So a cat that normally has urine in the litter box a couple times a day and now you're not seeing any, they're making frequent visits to the litter box. That's a telltale sign. It's got something going on. And many times it's, a lot of times it's food related. You know, the reason I recommend those three foods is I don't see urinary blockages very often with any of those foods because the technology, Science Diet does all the urine pH and all the stone technology. They pay the University of Minnesota Vet School to do it. So when I have the stone, like in this little dog today, I'm going to remove later. I'll send it to the University of Minnesota. The Science Diet pays the $300 or $400 for the analysis, so the owner doesn't. And then they usually are put on a special food. I have it to help prevent the stones from coming back. But, you know, licking their penis, licking their vagina or vulva, excuse me, you know, having to go outside a bunch. If they have a little accident, maybe there's a little blood in the urine, red tinge. This little dog's blood, urine yesterday, guys, was like brown. I mean, that meant the bladder was starting to degenerate and starting to die. And so, but last night about 1 a.m., I went and checked, and it had turned yellow. The dog ate a bowl of food. Yeah, sweet little dog and whatnot. And we did leave a catheter in overnight. I don't typically do that, but I did not want to risk the dog reobstructing, you know, and all. But I'll keep you updated on this little guy. He's a sweet dog. His name's Chewy, and he's a great little dog, and he's about 20 pounds. So he's going to do good, I hope. I just got to get in there and see what everything looks like.
Okay, well, we got a bunch more questions coming in. So this one, my dog has a mast cell tumor on his foot that our vet can't get. I heard you mention a vaccine a minute ago. What's that about?
Okay. I would like to see that. One of my friends in town's a human plastic surgeon, and that was the same situation. Their veterinarian could not get it all. They messed around with it for a while, and what I had to do is go in there and remove that toe. But in order, and the dog was a big swimmer, golden retriever, big swimmer. So I really needed to remove the toe next to it. That'd be like your index finger, middle finger on this dog. But the dog liked to swim. I thought it was going to affect the swimming. So I removed the index finger, and we did something called Torigen. You can look it up. It's spelled T as in Tom, O-R-I-G-E-N. What we do is we take the tumor, and we do it in-house now because we had a company that Torigen did it, and now they're having us do it in-house. So we create the vaccine, so it's a quick turnaround. It used to be 2 weeks. Now we have it the next day. So what it does is we create a vaccine. It's a series of three. We give one vaccine once a week on the same, like on a Friday, once a week for 3 weeks. And what it does is it goes in there and kills the tumor. So you take the tumor, you create a vaccine, you give it to the dog, it stimulates their immune system to start killing any of those cells. And so it goes in there and kills the rest of there. So this golden retriever that belonged to the plastic surgeon friend of mine, that dog is 2 years out, it's never had another problem. And it was a big, nasty mast cell tumor, okay? I would like to see that.
How could he get in touch with you?
Yeah, my office is Olive Branch Pet Hospital. It's on Davis Highway across from Bailey's Farmers Market. This is what we do. I do a lot of these. And based on the, we also have a machine called an Imagus machine. So when, like in surgery, I had a mast cell tumor Tuesday on this little dog, a Boston Terrier. We took a piece of it. I put it on the Imagus machine and it's AI. Now, I'm not crazy about AI, folks. However, this told me it was a mast cell tumor. So I need to take bigger margins, deeper margins, because you got to get some muscle. And it makes them sore, but I got all of this one, okay? It's something that we do a lot of. I would like to see this. My office fee is $70, I believe, and I'll be able to tell you a lot more if I can see that and give you options and things.
Okay, great. All right, we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and also this day and boarding. So we got tons of questions here, Doc. So the next one's, I have a cat that has a very nasty stool that is soft and all the time. I've changed foods four times in 4 years to see if it would help. He is 5 years old and is otherwise healthy, but his stool is horrid. We tried no chicken. We've tried homemade. We've tried raw. Worked the best, but he got really picky about 4 months of that and wouldn't eat, so we had to supplement with kibble.
Kibble. Yeah. There's a lot of reasons for this. I don't think there's, you know, probably any kind of cancer involved, although I do some lymphoma in cats reasonably often. It's not super often, but I do. And normally what I do is put them on a hypoallergenic food, and you may have already done that. Sometimes I'll use some steroids. The biggest problem I usually have is people come and say, "Well, we've had diarrhea for 5 years." You know, well, that,
oh gosh.
Well, that doesn't help things in the world.
No,
it's not good for the owner and cat either. So, usually on a situation like that, I usually get some blood work, and to make sure the cat's not getting into a little kidney failure or anything like that. You want an X-ray to make sure that we don't have any arthritis back there. Yes, cats got arthritis. I was taught 30 years ago they didn't, but they do. And sometimes if they're painful in their back, they have trouble pooping, so to posture to poop. So what happens is the stool just gets hard because they get constipated.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, what I do is put that little cat on something called lactulose, okay? And that helps soften the stool. And I usually give enough to make it a little too soft, and then I back off the dose a little bit. Come see us. We can help you with that, or your veterinarian will do that.
Okay, very good. So thank you for sending the questions in, 850-437-1620. Does the vet recommend any food? My male dogs both have bad ears.
Yeah, there are two or three, like, okay, so my favorite foods are Science Diet, Royal Canin, Canin's canine without the E on it, and then Purina Pro Plan. Now, Purina makes good products, and they have ones that fits everybody's pocketbook. That's a good thing, but it's the Pro Plan I like. They do have prescription products of that. Those companies have prescription products of all those. The one I like to use is DD. Science Diet uses DD, so dermatologic diet, like KD with kidney diet, heart diet would be, you know, HD, mm-hmm. intestinal diet, ID. But I like DD because it's different flavors. There's venison, there's kangaroo, there's fish, there's duck, there's egg. So if your dog gets tired of one food, you can go to another within that category.
Okay.
My dogs eat venison. Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Was on something else. Can't remember. It was on DD, but it was something else. Can't remember what it was. I think it was duck or something.
Mm-hmm.
And switched to venison. Warning, it stinks terribly, but you know, the more it stinks, the more they like it.
Probably,
You know what I'm saying? And so
it's a dog thing.
Yeah, yeah. And it may stink going down. It may stink worse coming out, too, folks.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, okay.
But, persistent ear problems are almost always food allergies. Now, it can be grass pollen, hay fever, and trees, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing with that is the ear infection is secondary to a primary problem, and you got to nail down that primary problem. There is a blood test for food allergies. It's not that reliable. I've done it, and it's helped a lot. But usually I recommend doing about 6 or 8 weeks on the hypoallergenic food. If things don't improve and you treat the infection appropriately, then it's probably not a food allergy.
Okay, we're getting lots of cat questions in this morning, too. 850-437-1620. Here's another one for you. How do you keep, or this is a good one, how they phrase this.
I love these questions, folks.
I know,
y'all. I do love them.
Okay, this is phrased very well. How do you keep or redirect a cat that keeps pooling or peeing outside the box and does it for a while and then stops? you should see the look in his face right now.
Well, I mean, all right, as I've said before, and I will say again, cats are from another planet. Now, dogs, they're more like us, you know.
Do-de-do-de-do-do.
It's like Ann said, I think, last week or a couple weeks ago, that, you know, when the storms come, some dog runs in there and flushes the toilet. So, you know, and I've told a bunch of my clients that, and they just, like, they're dumbfounded when
it's
I say
crazy.
It. They said, well, how'd they learn to do it? I said, you know, but cats, that's a very, very good question. I would make sure you clean that litter box. Find a litter they like, one. Clean it a lot. Maybe get another litter box, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times it's anxiety. Sometimes it's arthritis. They just make sure the lip of the litter box is not too high so they can climb in it. Sometimes if you got these ones where they have to kind of jump in it, they may have trouble with their elderly cats. Those are things you can do. I had an issue with this at my home,
mm-hmm.
and my cat was doing this and spraying too. It was a female cat too. Yeah, but they make something called Feel Away. It's a pheromone that you plug into the wall. It's like a Glade air freshener. And that helps too. So a lot of times it can be anxiety. It could be, if the stool's normal, the urine's normal, you want to make sure it's normal. Make sure there's not a problem, physical metabolic problem. So mm-hmm. a little bit of blood work would help. But that's what I do. I'd get a feel away. You can get them at any veterinarian's office. Be careful about some of the online stuff. Sometimes you don't necessarily get what is advertised. So you got to be a little careful there. We have them at the office. They're non-prescription. You can come by and pick them up. I'm going to say they're about $40, and then the refills are like $20. and it covers 800 square feet and lasts about 30 days. But the litter, keeping it clean, maybe another litter box, you know, make sure there's no stray cats running around outside. Sometimes that's the stress. They'll know that cat's out there, but they, but you won't.
Right, right, of course. That makes perfect sense. Okay, great questions coming in. Got another one. This is about a dog. My overweight weenie dog recently had some teeth pulled. She's 9 years old, and since then she's lost weight in the past few months. I've noticed a small lump in her chest. It's about the size of a quarter. It's fixed, but very squishy. It doesn't seem to be causing her any issues. Is this something I should be worried about or just keep an eye on it?
Okay, so that's an excellent question. The thing you want to do is, we usually do, and with this Imagyst machine that we have, what we do is we take a little needle aspirate. So people come in, we do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Pets are very tolerant of that, and we put it on this on a slide, and it goes on the Imagyst machine. It tells me. Now, I had one the other day. I've only had this about a week.
Okay.
And I, as much cancer as I do, I just had to have it. And so we had one the other week that I stuck it. I thought, oh, it's just a... it's just fat.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple blood cells because I went through the skin. I thought, oh, it's just fat. I'm not going to worry about it. I said, well, let's try it on the Imagyst machine. So we were just learning to use it. So
right.
It's no charge. I told them, it's no charge. We're trying to learn to do it and all this. It came back, mast cell tumor. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
And then I recently had one that somebody, it was a lab, somebody said, oh, just watch it, watch it, watch it. And then it got to be the size of a flattened football.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And that was ended up, the owner of the vet said it thought it was just a fat. So, but they wanted it also went in there, ended up being a fibrosarcoma.
Oh my goodness.
Which is very terrible. And so we did the Torigen injection on that. And we're waiting to see how well it's going to do. It's really, it's a little bit older dog, about 12. It's a lab. Wonderful dog. But this is people, don't let your pet pass away or die or suffer because you just didn't want to go in and have it checked.
So when in doubt, just go in and get it checked.
Yeah.
Really be worth it in the long run.
We got great veterinarians in this town, and people, they're good at what they do. They know what they're doing. And, you know, and I, of course, I'm always glad to see you if it gets, you know, to a point where, you know, it's going to need something beyond just checking.
Okay. Well, the listener that you answered the question about the mast cell tumor said they're going to be calling to make an appointment today. So here's the number, 850-477-2901, 850-477-2901. That is the number for Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and they can set you up with an appointment. Yeah. Got a couple questions more elaborating about cats.
Hey, Meg, let me interject something for that owner.
Uh-huh.
Be sure and mention you heard me on the radio show. Because we will try to get you in. I booked out pretty good, but we will try to get you in as soon as possible. Maybe early next week. But just mention that you heard me. Okay.
And then the other person that was talked that with a question about the cat and not peeing in the litter box says, thank you so much. Sometimes we think he is just being an a-hole when he decides to randomly do it.
That's exactly it. I wasn't going to say that on the radio, but
that comes from the owner, folks.
That's actually primary diagnosis for a cat.
Oh, my goodness. It's quite a few questions coming in around cats not doing going where they're supposed to go. I had three more questions about that, doctor. So, yeah.
So
and pooping
thing,
as well, someone just sent in, too.
Yeah, mainly is that litter box, location, get more clean, et cetera.
Okay. All right. We've been talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. We have this show is on Pep Talk every week, and it is Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark. We're almost about out of time, so probably the next thing to do is anything we didn't mention today that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, my boarding facility is busy. We appreciate everyone coming. Just a reminder, I own this facility. We've been there for about 18 years. We have a fabulous staff. I'm on site. It's the only one of this size and this nature where I'm the veterinarian. I own it, and I'm actually there. Okay,
that's a big difference.
Yeah,
because things happen.
A lot of people have these in town and whatnot, but you know, without the veterinarian being on the site, if you have an issue, then you're gonna have a few minutes. Like a dog was having a seizure the other day. Owner had never reported seizures, anything like that. Brought it to the clinic because the plane stays right next to the clinic, separate facility, but next to the clinic. Brought it over. We got it controlled, and everything was fine. You know, if you have an issue, especially with a corporate type. Facilities that don't have veterinarians associated, maybe they're going to have to call you, can't get you, then you got to come get them, you got to try to get into the vet. It's going to be an hour and a half before you get to see anybody. And
wow.
That's something, seizures something that need attention immediately.
No question about
it. So come see us. We appreciate your business, and God bless everyone.
Okay, and where are you located?
4220 North Davis, across from Bailey's Farmers Market.
Okay, great. And that phone number again, if you want to make an appointment, 850-477-2901. Dr. Mark Sprayberry, Olive Branch Pet Hospital. Thanks for coming in again. Always fascinating. Love all your tips.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate the support. God bless. Be safe, and we'll see you next time.